We are about 1.57K, not to be exact, but every inch counts. South of buoy number 7, which is just right at Quaker Island. So we're about a kilometer and a half south of Quaker Island in Loch Ree.
So you're in the middle of Loch Ree. You, when you decided you were going to swim the Shannon, and we'll talk about the reasons for that in a minute, you did not anticipate that we would be going through such pleasant weather, I suspect.
No, I didn't. So this is quite a wonderful turn of events. Had to wait 4 days for it to get pleasant, but I'm willing to wait. I also didn't anticipate the overwhelming generosity of the Irish people. Without the Inland Waterways Association and Waterways Ireland and the help and support of so many, only a day or two ago were strangers, but now are friends, we wouldn't be here. So we are very, very thankful to those that have helped us.
Tell us why you chose the Shannon and where you started off from in the last few days.
Okay. Chose the Shannon because most of us Americans, as you probably know, have descended from Irish folks. And so when I grew up, most of us had grandparents or great-grandparents or aunts or uncles or someone who came from Ireland. And so to all of us, hearing stories of the, quote, old country, quote, unquote, it seemed like the land of magic and dreams. And so when the Cancer Association that I was working to fundraise for, the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, encouraged me to go outside the U.S. for my second swim, it seemed like Ireland was the best pick. It seemed the most fun. And so that's originally why I picked the Shannon.
Okay. And you started off when? You started off, was it the weekend?
June 5th.
Oh, June 5th. That long ago.
Yeah. June 5th at the northern point of Loch Allen.
Wow.
Yeah.
And what's it been like? Because I'm not going to lie, I've never thought of swimming the River Shannon. It hasn't come into my ideas over the years, and I've had a few crazy ones. what is it like to get into that? I presume it's bitterly, bitterly cold at the outset.
Oh, no. It's been warm and beautiful, about anywhere from 55 to 60 Fahrenheit. And so it's much, much warmer than the swim I did in my home state of Oregon, the Willamette. The Willamette was typically 42 to 44 degrees Fahrenheit, and that was the biggest test in that swim. I had to get out about every hour because I was going into fairly deep hypothermia.
Okay. Yeah. Not a good thing. You haven't had the hypothermia over here, but presumably you're top to toe in a suit rather than going in your swimming togs.
Right. Yeah.
And so you're going along. Do people do a second look at you when you're swimming along the river? Do people wonder, what is that madman doing swimming in the River Shannon?
I'm quite sure, but the Irish have been friendly enough not to actually scream that out.
Anyone throw you a life buoy at any point along the way? They seem to think you're okay.
Not yet, but a couple times I wish they would have. it's been wonderful because of some of the interviews I've done and some of the papers I've been in. Several boaters have noticed and knew who we were. I've gotten a lot of second looks for sure.
Now, there's a reason why you're doing this, and you touched on it already. You are a cancer survivor. So,
two-time cancer survivor, and then also my wife died of brain cancer 15 days before our 30th anniversary. So my daughter and I have been very intimately touched by the cancer journey.
Now, many people who get cancer count their lucky stars if they survive it, and they go on to live their life. But many others do crazy things like this. Is it because you feel like you have that second chance, Dean, that you have to use it and you have to do things like this?
Right, Jonathan. I read a great quote the other day by Leonard Bernstein. He said, "To achieve anything great, you only need two things. The first is a plan. And the second is not quite enough time." And so I've really been touched by that. That means something to me because especially losing my wife I've got such a sense of urgency. All of my priorities have changed. Before, it was just like most Americans, working furiously to buy things and heap a bunch of money in the bank. And now, especially once my wife died, I realized that offers me nothing. Because when we were first married, we made a list of 12 things we wanted to do before we were done with this life. And when she died, I pulled out the list and it broke my heart. We'd only done two. Mm. And we had the money and the time to do those, but we were trying to be what we thought was responsible. Now, going on great adventures, especially if they give something to others, is, I think, the most responsible use of my time. And so we're raising money for the Childhood Cancer Foundation of Ireland. I had thought I would do it for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society in America, but the more I got to thinking about it, coming over to this beautiful land, meeting these wonderful people, and spending time in this fantastic river, it just seemed selfish that I would then take all the money home. That didn't make sense to me. And so I found the Childhood Cancer Foundation, and they just, they're doing such a good work that I thought it would be best to raise money and leave it here.
Okay, well, you're trying to raise $20,000 for them, and I'm going to mention there at the end. But on that point, do you think we all take life a little bit too seriously, Dean? That everybody is on this treadmill of work, sleep, play, and you know, it takes something terrible to happen, like you getting cancer twice and beating it, and your lovely wife not beating it to realize.
Right. Yeah, in some ways, Jonathan, I think we take it too seriously. In some ways, I think I didn't take it seriously enough, and I think that's the problem for most of us. We don't realize that we don't have an endless number of days strung out before us, and that when it's done, it's done. And when a loved one's gone, they're gone. And that every moment that we live, as cliche as it may sound to some, to me, is really quite precious now.
Mm. And who have you got with you? Because this is not something you can do on your own. So you have someone paddling along next to you, offering you words of support and battling the otters who may decide to come at you.
Yeah, couldn't ask for a better team. My 24-year-old daughter, Brianne, is here paddling the whole 150 miles in front of me. And especially the first day, if it hadn't been for her, you know, I don't know what would have happened. The first day, we got swept out by the wind and the currents toward the middle of the lake. And it took me about an hour and 10 minutes to only get about 2K. And I'm sitting on the other side of this bay from Corey Strand, feeling like I could reach across the water and shake the hands of the people that sent me off. And I am just absolutely exhausted. I look up at her, and she knows me so well. She said, "Dad, you taught me that when you're feeling like this, you don't think about it. You just turn around and take the next step." And so she said, "Get back in the water and get going."
And you did.
And I did. And I was wise enough to take a 4 or 5 hour swim, Jonathan, and turn it into a 10-hour swim that day. Yeah, I don't know if I'd call that wise. But
so where are you staying, by the way? Are you staying, have you a boat that you're staying on? Are you staying in B&Bs and hotels?
Yeah, at B&Bs, and that was our first godsend. Paul Connaughton up there by Carrick, Paul and Muriel Connaughton, they are just our B&B hosts. But they rallied up our cause, and they started putting out and looking for connections for us and finding ways to help. And they're the ones, really.
So are you swimming from B? So you're swimming to B&B effectively, aren't you, as you're going along, using the River Shannon as a river. That's never been done before, I'm guessing, Dean.
Yeah, pretty much that's what we're doing.
And so you're getting the best of hospitality right along the route as well.
Oh, gosh. We just couldn't ask for more. I knew I would fall in love with the Irish people, but this is, you know, when you've heard stories from other generations, and they almost sound mythical. Mm. You begin to wonder how much is true, but it's far exceeded any of our expectations. I My daughter just is looking so forward to spending the next year here. She's going to go to American College Dublin to get her master's. And my wife and I just can't, we're already making plans to come back.
Well, you are heading all the way down to Bishop's Quay in Limerick. Have you any idea what date you're going to finish up on, roughly?
Well, originally it was the 27th of June, but within the first hour of Loch Allen, we knew that was out the window. Now it looks very hopeful for anywhere between the 5th of July and the 8th of July.
Well, look, come on, you're an American. Aim for the 4th, will you? Just put a bit of leg power into it. You'll get there for Independence Day. You are aware that there's a rather big hydroelectric dam in your way. You're going to have to navigate that one. Don't go into it, whatever you do.
At that point, I might just jump. Everybody's been worried about that, and we'll just find our way around it like we have everything.
I'm sure you will. Dean, it's a remarkable story. I have a text in here from a lady called Emer, who's living on the lovely Shannon, as she describes it herself. What a wonderful man. He's taught us all a great lesson today. Love to him and Brianne, and the best in his endeavour. So, Dean Hall, it's been absolutely lovely talking to you. I'm glad that you're getting all the best that our country has to offer in terms of weather, in terms of lovely B&B owners and the people you meet along the way. If you want to donate, if people who are listening right now want to donate, the fundraising page is an iDonate page. So idonate.ie/ShannonMiracleSwim. So idonate.ie/ShannonMiracleSwim. I'll post it on my own Twitter there as well, and we'll put it up on the newstalk.com/PatKenny page as well. Dean, I wish you the very best of luck, my friend, and thank you so much for taking the time.
Oh, thank you, Jonathan. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Are you getting back into the water straight away now, yeah?
They're going to take the phone out of my hand first.
That's probably a good
idea. Right back in.
Good idea, that one. Dean, thank you so much. Dean Hall there on the banks of the Shannon. What a wonderful story. But you know what? We all stumble through life saying, we'll do something eventually. But it takes something like that. The loss of the person you love. And I suppose two fights to yourself that you say, well, there's more to life than what we're doing right now. For him, it's swimming the length of the River Shannon. It could be something else for the rest of us, but you have to give the man credit for taking it on and embracing it in the way that he has. Up after 10 o'clock, Karen Ewa is...